Hey everybody, it's Vince Thomas, lead pastor of the Outlet Community. Thank you so much for tuning into the Outlet Community Podcast. We pray that you are able to experience the power of authentic relationships. If you're ever in the Atlanta area, we'd love to have you out. Just simply visit theoutlet.cc for more information of our service location and times. Well, sit back, relax, and enjoy this life-giving message. I want to share with you a message that really the Lord has given to me and placed on my heart to share with you on today. And so if you would open with me in your Bibles or click on your Bible or go to the YouVersion Bible app and search the Outlet Community. And as you're looking, go to 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. And we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 6. And as we're looking today, we're going to look at Elijah, a man who was utilized by God to do tremendous things, to be able to operate under the power of God in the miraculous, to be able to hear from God directly. But in this particular story, we're going to see how this person who was used by God navigated seasons when they changed. And in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 through 6, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "Now Elijah, who was from Tishbe in Gilead, told King Ahab, 'As surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, the God I serve, there will be no dew or rain during the next few years until I give the word.' Then the Lord said to Elijah, 'Go to the east and hide by Cherith Brook, near where it enters the Jordan River.'" Verse 4, "Drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food." That's what we call supernatural provision. That's what we call you're hearing from God. He's leading you someplace to be able to experience his miraculous power. And in verse 5, it says, "So Elijah did as the Lord told him and camped beside Cherith Brook east of Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat each morning and evening and drank from the brook." Father, during our time together, I'm asking that you speak to every heart, speak to every life, every person that's watching this video today. God, you are with them. God, you are for them. And I'm asking that this word penetrates their heart and calms their fears, calms their mind. God, you are going to be the one who speaks to us today, and we believe it. Amen. Elijah benefited from his obeying what the Lord asked him to do. And that's a simple principle that each of us can grow and learn to understand, that when we obey what the Lord is leading us to do, there will be provision every single time. Now, I love Facebook and being able to interact on social media, especially when people get new jobs or they start the brand new business or they get the contract they were believing for. There's so much excitement, but haven't y'all learned, you know, since Facebook came out with these memories, you get to see how excited you were 4 or 5 years ago in probably places you're probably not at anymore or jobs you no longer are working for. And what you've noticed is that in the moments that it was God's provision, it was the Lord opening the door, sometimes seasons change. Sometimes things that we had prayed for, things the Lord told us to do, God is asking us to open up our heart, to hear specifically from him, what am I to do in this moment and in this time? You see, the instructions that the Lord gave Elijah were something that wasn't natural. It was something that wasn't ordinary. Ravens just don't bring you food. I'd be glad if they did, but I just haven't seen a raven bring me food. We're watching the miraculous, but in verse 7, I want to show you something about life that if you live long enough, you're going to experience. What we're witnessing in our world today is what we're seeing in 1 Kings 17 and 7. It says, "But after a while, the brook dried up." I want to speak to you today on a topic called "When the Brook Dries Up." When the brook dries up. Simply, lessons in transition. Not only do I want to speak to you from a spiritual perspective, but I also want to speak to you from a natural, a pragmatic perspective as to what am I to do when I sense or see that things are transitioning, things that one time were the go-to, the things that I could count on are no longer there, or the job that I thought that would never go away is not there anymore, or the type of industry or type of service that I never thought would hit a slow period has hit a slow period. How do I navigate transition? I first want to help you in understanding that we got to get out of this mindset that says that just because I obey God doesn't mean that negative things aren't going to happen. In fact, it's the moment that you do obey God, the moment that you're being consistent with what He's asked you to do, that you face a level of adversity, that you face a level of attack, a level of trial, all geared to get you away from what it is that you believe the Lord has called you to do. But just because we're obeying God, it doesn't mean that everything will always go the way we plan. One of our biggest enemies is our daily routine. You see, our daily routine can become the primary catalyst to complacency. We like to plan. We like to be in control. We like to have our calendar, our schedule, our 3-year goals, our 5-year goals, our 12-month goals, our 6-month goals, our 90-day goals. And we want to line up what our life is going to be like. But what happens when all of those plans are completely thrown out of the window and we've got to do something else other than what we've seen naturally? You know, I was speaking with a dear friend of ours who is really well-to-do. They've accomplished a lot in their life, and they're pretty well off. And one thing I noticed about them and you know, being able to have conversations with them over the last 7 years is that they stayed consistent. Now, they're the type of wealthy person that questions whether or not I'm going to buy a $20 item at the store, like $20. And one day it just stood out to me. So I asked him, I said, so how come you're very frugal with your money? How come you're very frugal, you know, to the point you won't even buy this $20 item? And they said, listen, I've lived long enough to see this world go in cycles. I've seen times where our economy is in abundance. I've seen times where our economy is scarce. I've seen times where seasons of recession you could forecast. And I've seen times where seasons of recession came out of nowhere. And so I've learned how to be consistent, that when the finances and the contracts and the opportunities are all coming in the way in which I thought, I'm going to live consistent. But it also means that when things aren't coming in the way in which I thought, I'm also going to still be consistent. I am not going to change or react to the times, but I'm going to get wisdom on how to live my life no matter what externally is going on. You see, we read that the brook dried up after a while because naturally there was no rain. In Elijah's time, the brook was a part of a driver of their economy. You see, they were an agricultural society that depended on water. And when there was a drought, it meant that the driving force to their economy was no longer there. And so their reserves were no longer around to support them. So what are we to do when the very thing that we depended on as a resource is no longer there for us? Well, 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 8, it says, Then the Lord said to Elijah, I want to give you just this brief nugget right here. Before we panic, we must pray. I don't know if you heard me when I said that. Before we panic, we must pray. The natural tendency when we hear information that we didn't expect to hear, or we're getting all the reports, y'all know that we have heard, I don't know, I think everybody got a cousin or somebody they know high up in the military giving us real-time facts. And when you get information that just sounds like it's out of a movie, that is something out of a story that you don't believe is real life, you can be tempted to get into panic. But before you panic, I want you to pray. But not only do I want you to pray, I want you to pray until you hear from heaven. I definitely want to invite you to be a part of our many opportunities that we get together on Zoom to pray as a church family. Just because we're unable to gather physically, it will not stop us from being able to gather in the spirit and using technology. But when we're praying, we're not just praying, Lord, won't you bless me, won't you bless me, won't you bless me type prayer, but we're saying, God, I'm opening up my heart to you, and I'm asking you, what is it that you would have me to do? So before we panic, we must pray. And when we pray, we must hear from heaven. I remember a time early on in my marriage where not only did I not know what to do concerning what our next steps were, but I didn't have the means to do anything else other than what I had at that moment. And so because I naturally didn't have what I thought I needed, the only thing I knew to do was to take moments and to sit down and pray. And there was a weak stretch, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing, especially if you're leading your household and you don't know what to do right now, you're trying to get answers. Before you do anything, quiet yourself and the day down. If that means you have to wake up earlier than the rest of the house to get this time in, then you may have to do that in moments, because desperate times call for desperate measures. Sometimes you have to go beyond what you ordinarily would do to get extraordinary results. And I can remember spending those moments and in those mornings where I would say, God, what would you have me to do? God, what would you have me to say? I don't know how to lead my family. I don't know how to get my household what it needs to move forward. I don't know where it's gonna come from. And I'm gonna tell you, every time that I took those moments, and for me, it would be about an hour that I would just sit and pray and read and silence, and the Lord would just speak wisdom, and it would just carry us. And it's a discipline that I've carried to this day. I want to pass that on to you during these times. Don't just pray and just leave, but pray until you get peace. And sometimes as you're praying, you might get a release. It might be like, okay, I'm done praying, but God, I didn't hear anything. That's okay too, because sometimes it could be His peace telling you to hold at bay. We're always thinking, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Maybe if I do this, if I check that, if I check this. Sometimes if you don't hear anything and you have a piece to release, it means hold at bay and go back to what I asked you to do last time. But then there are times where when you're praying, you hear from the Lord and He asked you to, now I want you to do something about what I've said. Drop down to verse 9 in 1 Kings 17. It says, go and live in the village of Zarephath, near the city of Sidon. I have instructed a widow to feed you. So before we panic, we need to pray. And when we pray, we need to hear from heaven. But when we hear from heaven, we need to act. How many of our journals have things the Lord has told us to do? How many of our notes on our notepad and our phones or the sticky notes that we have around our house or our office have divine instruction that we've yet to act upon? Sometimes we get paralyzed and thinking, how am I going to do all of this? When all the Lord is asking you to do is just do the next thing that I said. This last week, as we were out in the community, I can remember hearing in my heart the Lord asking us to be prepared to do something. You see, last Sunday, we made the decision to have church and hold church online. It was for the reason of being able to get ready for when the Lord does speak, we'll be able to mobilize and we'll be able to act. And over the past week, we started out where we didn't know how. We didn't know what to do. We knew there was a great need and we knew what our resources were, and we don't naturally have enough money in the entire bank account to feed the entire city of Atlanta. That's not what we have naturally. But as we listened to what the Lord said, He opened up opportunity on the first day, Monday, to help feed 400 students, elderly, and our homeless population here in our community. That was Monday. Tuesday, we came back and just listened to see what the Lord would have us to do. We were able the next day to feed 500 students, elderly, and our homeless population. To where by the end of last week, because of everyone coming together, hearing from God, and all of us doing what we can do, 5,000 students, elderly, and our homeless population were fed this week. Not because we had everything naturally, but you have to take time long enough to pray so that God can give you wisdom, so He can meet you where He's asked you to be, to multiply everything He's called you to do. You see, in 1 Kings 17 and 10, it says Elijah, he went to Zarephath. When God speaks to you, he asks you to move. Now, there's this fallacy or idea that if I'm in faith, then all I have to do is just sit here and not do anything. That's not necessarily true. And I want to give you an example. I can go through the whole word, but let me give you the example of the two Josephs, one in the Old Testament and a Joseph in the New Testament. The Joseph in the Old Testament is the Joseph who was sold into slavery by his brothers. And in Genesis 39 and 2, the word says that the Lord was with Joseph and he succeeded in everything that he did. So there was no question, was God with Joseph or not? God was with Joseph. But Joseph, he was able to interpret Pharaoh's dream. If you go back and read Genesis 41 through 43, he was able to interpret Pharaoh's dream so that he could put that nation in position to be a resource to others in their time of need. Sometimes God is going to speak to you, he's going to speak to others, and he needs us to be open. He needs our hearts to be able to be pliable, to be moldable, to do things that are outside of the ordinary. Until that time, the world had not seen anything like Pharaoh was dreaming. But because there was someone who was open to hear, he was able to reposition and mobilize and save nations by his obedience. In the New Testament, the other Joseph, which was the father of Jesus, the earthly father of Jesus, the Lord spoke to him in Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 15, and he said, listen, Herod wants to kill Jesus. Jesus was with him as well. And he said, I'm going to need you to go to Egypt. So there are going to be times where God speaks to you to move for your protection and the protection of the nations, the individuals, the places in which you have influence, and we need to listen. But it may sound crazy. I mean, can you imagine Joseph, who was the earthly father of Jesus? The angel came to him and said, hey, you might need to get up and move. He could have said, like some people, you know, say, well, I have faith. I'm not doing nothing. Well, then we wouldn't have had a Messiah, and Christ's purpose would not have been fulfilled. When you act on what the Lord is telling you to do, you are enabling the greater purpose of God to be displayed. And it might not be the way in which you thought. As we go back to 1 Kings chapter 17, God told Elijah to go to a widow. So that means during this season, your provision is going to come from places that you least expected. It's going to come from things that you wouldn't think would be able to provide or to be able to assist you as you're moving forward. But I want to let you know that God's words are greater than your thoughts. God's words are greater than your thoughts. So as you're praying, as you're hearing from heaven, as you're acting, don't allow the thoughts in your mind to say, this is foolish. This is simple. This is not what I need. Simply obey and allow God to operate in your life. So I want to give you some practical questions to ask during seasons of transition and change. In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, in the New Living Translation, it says, take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer, gather food for the winter. Number one, the first question I want you to ask when it seems like your brook is drying up or when it seems like there's a transition on the horizon, the first question I want you to ask is, what is the Lord leading me to do? What is the Lord leading me to do? This question defines your purpose. This defines your why. This defines your reason. And until you know, I want you to stay put and hang on to what he told you to do last. The second question I want you to ask is, where can I make the necessary adjustments in my budget? Yeah, that's right. Some of us have to make some adjustments to get rid of the excess areas and expenditures that we see go line by line on your bank statement and scrutinize, is this something I need? Sometimes it's not that God's not providing, but it could be that we're wasting the provision he's given us. So I'm going to ask you during this season, ask yourself, where can I make the necessary adjustments in my budget? And number three, I want you to ask yourself, who do I need to check on today? Because after you define purpose, after you've answered the question about provision in your budget, I want you to find out who are you to check on today during this time, because this is going to strengthen the quality of your life's relationships. By you being sensitive to who you're to check on, it's going to keep your heart open, filled with compassion, and it's going to keep you sensitive to what God is speaking to you today. Now, you may be experiencing transition. You may be experiencing change. You may have a level of uncertainty. But before you panic, again, I want you to pray. And when you pray, I want you to be there long enough to hear from heaven. And when you hear from heaven, I want you to make a commitment to yourself and God that you're going to act and obey in what he said. Let me pray with you this morning. You may be feeling just thoughts and having thoughts of anxiety, having thoughts of, you know, what are we going to do? What is my family going to do? Well, I want to let you know that God has already seen today. He's seen tomorrow. And he's already answered that. Every single question that you have, he's answered that for you. It's now up to you to get in position to hear wisdom that comes direct from heaven. Can we pray this morning? Heavenly Father, I just ask that for every person who is watching, every person who may be feeling just tense and unsure, let your peace pass their understanding. May you guard their heart and their life. Lord, show them that your love is from everlasting to everlasting. Let them know that you are faithful to 1,000 generations. Father, we speak a blessing over their life, a blessing over their family, a blessing over everything they touch. And we know that you have them in the palm of your hand. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right now, there's some information that's coming up on the chat. It's a place where you're able to click the link and let us know if there's anything that we can pray with you about. If you'd like to send in prayer requests, you can send them in to prayer@theoutletcommunity.com. We have our team standing by, ready to pray for you.